bushes, so let me grab that.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, John. How are you?
Hey, not bad over here. I appreciate you asking. And I just had Jan send over information to catch me up a little bit here. So, am I speaking with Fernando?
You are.
Hey, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. So, Fernando,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, for sure. So, Fernando, he left a lot of notes for me to catch up on here, but I'm just going to go ahead and plug in a few things while we're speaking here. So it seems like you've had plenty of experience in the past with trying to get your business optimized in a sense, and just not currently working out too well.
Yes and no.
Right? Okay.
Not that it's not working out. I despise Google as a company. That's just a personal view on this. I don't see really the necessity of having any online presence at all for my company, because I'm a word of mouth reputation company. The people that know me, that's the only people that can refer me to clients because of my reputation for the last decade in Denver. So I feel a more niche location. To be perfectly honest, Google business profiles, LinkedIn profiles, all this is a headache for me because I don't actually see where I need it right now to make enough money to be financially stable and for my business to scale. So it's a little bit of a gray area, especially because I'm going through a rebranding right now and nothing with the website, Google profile, nothing looks right. So doing online marketing is going to be like, well, this web page looks half done. It doesn't even have the right company profile logo on it. Why?
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm kind of in a nightmare with the web developer, with the person that's supposed to be handling my social media marketing in-house, which is my office manager. She's doing a great job, but there's a lot of kinks I haven't worked out yet.
Okay. Well, here, what we do is we help clean that whole thing up for you. It's an all-inclusive package. Websites are included in this package as well, too. And talking about this website, I was trying to look it up while you're speaking as well. Now, I came up with two different ones here, triangle-restoration.com, and another one was actual your business name. But every time I type it in or click on the link, it shows that it's down, like a 404 error message there. Okay. So with this, it's not like, okay, you pay money, flip the switch, you're on the first page, and all of a sudden you got to worry about the website working, blah, blah, blah. No. We want to make sure you're set up for success because we're month-to-month, no contracts. Google does not allow or permit us to work with more than one company within your area. Okay, so we give you exclusivity, give you max results, never rotating you or working with other accounts that are going to compete against you. Okay, so that's for one. Two, for websites, we get them up there within the first 7 to 14 days. That's the fastest we move with that, along with getting you listed as a Google ad above the local map section. But it's an all-inclusive package. So not only on the top of the local, on a Google search, but you're also looking organically as well too with your Google business profile. That is not our first rodeo, sir. We've been around for over we're coming on our 20th year next month. So premier partners with them, we're at the top tier that you can look for anywhere, throughout the U.S. So we're good at what we do, but at the same time, we want to make sure we're doing it right the first time. I do see a lot of discrepancies. I shouldn't say it like that. Just a lot of areas that we can help improve and clean up because, as you know, customer experience is everything, right? If it was a referral coming through, especially if I typed in your business name and I'm trying to click on your website, I'm like, you don't want them confusion or having them to look at a different website that's not even yours and it could be a competitor. Now, I'm not saying that, there's other people that are, just as compatible, but what I'm trying to say is the last thing you want to have is a customer having trouble just trying to get a hold of you. You see what I'm saying? So that's something we can help with, sir. Jan, he put in more than a 50% off discount, and we actually invest money back into your business to make sure that this does work very well for you. So I'd love to go over pricing with you, see if that's a good fit for you. As I mentioned, everything is inclusive with this package for you. We will have a team that's available for you to, hands down, work on that website. update it whenever you need to. I mean, if you're hands-on yourself and want to, let's say, you know, work on adding a new picture or video or testimonial, make some edits, you're more than welcome to do so yourself too. Okay? So far as this pricing note, it's month-to-month at $449 a month. That's including everything here. Tracking system to see all your calls, everything from there as well too. And keep track of your analytics, what keywords are working, what's not. So that way you can update it yourself. But again, our team is there to do that. I mentioned previously that we actually invest money back into your company. Right, Fernando? So not additional. Added for $400 month to month. We put $300 of those dollars into your target, into your ads on Google as well too. So you're conquering 2/3 of the page. And I believe personally, when it comes to websites, it really shows and shines to weed out the customers that you don't want to spend your time with. And I think that's a key factor in your case because from the notes when I'm reading here that Jan left for me, it shows that, you know, you have a little more specific niche for your customers. Is that right?
Yes. I'm not the average. You want somebody to just suck water out of your basement? Call up one of the other guys, one of those big franchises. They're going to help you out beautifully. You want me to handle a complicated situation to where your children are actually dying from mold in your own home, but you have nowhere to send them? Yeah, call me. Handle high mold toxicities, actual sick patients, setting up a positive air pressure HVAC systems for homes. I'm the guy that goes above and beyond to make sure you and your family is safe and your home is protected. So, yeah, the average customer will not work with me because you get what you pay for. The prices I charge is on average 3 to 5 times higher than the average restoration company out here.
Got it. I don't know about you, sir, but when I hear high pricing, I have a side business of my own, and when I do that, I do the same because – I don't know if this is the reasoning, but for me, it's a less of a headache, for one, right? I'd rather do, you know, just a few jobs that and charge high, rather than doing plenty of jobs, giving me more of a headache and earning the same amount of money. I mean, that's just how I work. So I'm not sure if that's the reasoning . I get it. I can relate.
If you want a discount, there's 100 other companies in Denver that'll give you a big discount.
Right.
You get what you pay for, and you're not going to have a headache when dealing with me. I'm basically going to hold everyone's hand the entire time, but that's what you're paying for.
Yeah. And see, that's where this comes into help for that. Having a website, we will showcase that. We tell it to your business so that way you are actually getting calls that are quality, not quantity. We don't want the phone to ring and waste your time. We want to make sure that those calls that do come through that are additional are the ones you do want to take your time with, right? So that is something we can provide for you, sir. And having our experts behind your back doing everything as far as your Google listing, Yelp listing, if you want to clean up any of your other local directories, they're there for that. Website, there'll always be a team available for you. Our team is available on Monday through Friday. We're closed on weekends, but during the weekdays, we're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that is something we can always help. As long as we have the communication strong, so that way we're staying ahead of the game, we're never going to do something without your permission, sir. This is your company. We keep it that way.
As far as the website development side of the package that you're offering, so is it as simple, as straightforward as I give them my domain management, sign in, all of that, they go into my website and start making active changes to make everything look good? Or is this going to be like they're emailing me for high quality images because they need to use my Canva or my Adobe Acrobat to design my logo and then have their own web designing programs and everything, or are they going to need my login and me to sign up for a month-to-month design program?
No, sir. Our team is here to take the load off your shoulders. That defeats the whole purpose if not, right? So if you need help with the logo design, our team could do that for you. And we use, WordPress to make sure it's compatible with Google. It is cross-platformed as well, so that way no matter what electronic customers are looking from, it'll always adjust to that electronic, sir. Good okay. questions. So, yeah, I can tell you definitely talked to other people here.
Yeah, sounds like, yeah, I, as the owner, when I pay somebody else to do it, I have to go in and figure out exactly what they're doing because they claim to know what they're doing, but I have to teach myself web development to see what they mean to actually start helping them do my website. And I'm like,
well, why are you paying them?
Yeah, including I just went and bought like a fucking, excuse my language, a $600 or $700 Canon camera to take high quality images of my job sites, which I totally acknowledge that is an important thing to start showcasing my jobs in high quality resolution. Mm-hmm. But come on, man, there's so many websites with stock images of mold and water damage. Freaking find one. Don't start shooting at me and putting me on a delay for a week because I can't get you a high-quality image of a flooded house. Sorry, well, this is a obviously coming from a place of aggravation.
I could definitely see that. Well, listen, we work both ways on that, right? If you need us to have some pictures for you, perfectly fine. If not, and I encourage this, though, you know, if you have your own pictures already set aside, let us use it, right? It only helps you that much more. But no, you don't have to go through that headache to say, hey, man, we're waiting on you to give us a good quality picture. No, we have some stuff aside for you as well, too. Again, set up for success on this because if you're not happy, you're not sticking with us. And that's wasting your time and money and ours as well, too. We don't want that. We want a long-lasting business relationship, and it starts with communication and trust, right? So, Fernando, I think that this will be a perfect fit for you. Obviously, demand is strong, but we definitely want to make sure it's not getting into the demand that you don't want to spend your time with. I'm assuming, because I know Colorado like the back of my hand, I mean, you're in Centennial technically, right? Because Greenwood Village is like right there. Okay, yeah. And now, if you're looking for a high payments, I'm thinking more of the higher end far as areas, maybe like Highlands Ranch. I don't know how far you go out.
That's why I'm in South Denver.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Okay, I follow you.
Parker, Highlands Ranch, we all like to talk about, oh, you should work for everybody. You know, I do give everybody the same quality. The reality is we need to stay in business and we need to pay the bills. I pay for 3 or 4 other people's financial security. People in South Denver are financially stable. They pay for the work to be done the right way. More of North Denver, they want the budget option. That's totally fine. There's 100 companies out there that give you the budget option. I want to center myself. And as you understand, South Denver is the more financially stable of the cities in Colorado.
1,000%. Yes, sir. And that's the type of clientele you really want to work with, too. Like, they appreciate your work, and they know exactly, hey, if I'm paying the top dollar, I expect the top results of, you know, the service, and that's what you provide. So, yes, I think we're on the same page here, sir. So, Fernando, it definitely sounds like this could be a perfect match here. I know we can do what you need us to do and get those quality calls coming through. Not that you're needing it of that service, but more of saying, hey, listen, let's make it easier, convenient for you as a business owner so you can focus at the job at hand. Why try to add a picture or buy a new Canon, whatever big old name we can come up with for the next camera that comes out, you know, to get the quality pictures. but if we could get this website going, get you up there in Google Ads, and clean up your Google Business profile. Are you ready to go ahead and make something happen here today?
Yes, I have a few specifics that I was going to ask you on, like, this may complicate things a little bit. So, again, back to my rebranding of my company.
Okay.
It is the same company. It is FJ Restoration. Okay. I just went through the process of doing a DBA, doing business as name, to basically change the name from FJ Restoration to Triangle Restoration, and that's going to be the new company name. I'm in the middle of that. One of the, well, the reason behind this is because my former business partner decided to walk out on the company.
Okay.
I want nothing that his name is tied to representing this company anymore. But of the joys of this is he used to run my Google profile or business profile page.
So the moment
he was removed from everything, Google locked up my FJ Restoration page.
Wow.
And I can't seem to explain to them because they have no 1-800 number. It's all an automated system. So they saw the password, the email change on the Google profile, and that was flagged as fraudulent activity.
Oh, geez.
And it's been down for the last 30 days. At this point, I've lost any hopes of recovering my Google reviews, and that's whatever. My reputation will speak for itself with the word of mouth.
Yes, sir.
I just this morning set up a new Google profile page with a triangle restoration name, but it's going to take at least 5 to 7 days for Google to approve this. And then I'm going to have like another 2 weeks to send them the video of all my apparel and my credit cards and all that shit, just so they can make it publicly visible. So even if I move that forward today, you guys wouldn't be able to do anything on my page for at least 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, here's the catch. So the very first thing we do is expedite that process very fast, because you're right. We can't do nothing about, you know, getting on the first page or anything or traffic if we don't get that Google Business Profile up and running for that specific reason right there. To answer your question on this one or your concern, sir, we know exactly what videos, what to expect, and we get that process expedited very quickly because we're premier partners with Google. Okay, that's why we can say, yeah, we can get your Google ads even up there within the first 7 to 14 days. That's just starting from scratch from any company. Okay, so that is definitely something we should help you with. I'm going to say it like that, because Google, I don't know if you noticed this yet, but you will. They've become a lot more strict, especially in that situation, to allowing to being used on Google's directory. A lot of businesses were flagged, and for many different reasons. Something so simple, like let's say a phone number was matching another company, so they flagged them and took them both down. It's like, wait, what? You know, so that could be a headache in itself. Trust me, that's not a situation you want to go through, because you may not even get a response. And I'm talking from experience and talking many business owners, okay, where they say, hey, I need a picture. Okay, you send a picture, and then guess what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by, no response, and all of a sudden a month goes by, and you get a response saying, oh, we need a video now. It's like, what? I just waited a month for that. You know, whereas with us, we know exactly, we work directly with them to get that going for you. So that we can help you with, sir.
Okay. Would this be where you guys give me a specific technician's email address, and I make him one of the owners, invite him with a link to the owner to my Google profile page, and he basically takes that sign-in and that authorization and runs with it from there?
Well, very carefully, I'm going to say this. No, we would never and don't ever give your ownership to anybody for your Google Business Profile. But, yes, we will be manager access to your business profile.
Manager, okay. Yeah,
yes,
just
sir.
A different piece, okay.
I know. I just want to make sure as you can tell, I've been through a lot with business owners myself. So they've been through ringers, man. But not with us. We'll just be a manager access on there, so that way, yeah, we can get everything approved, work those keywords with you, and get that process moving forward for you.
Okay. I was hoping to get my old FJ restoration page back and just change the name on it, so I didn't lose, like,
the review.
It had like 26 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really sucks, because I spent the last 8-9 months collecting those reviews. But I know it's not going to be too much time before I have another 25 5-star reviews. Is that going to be an issue, that I have two different business profiles? One has been flagged and taken down, and now I'm in the process of trying to get this new profile up?
Well, I'm going to start off with asking you a question on this, and I hope you don't mind. It's not that I'm trying to dodge your question, it's trying to help better understand it. So if we can get FJ Restoration Google Business Profile back up and running, did you want to keep that? And then just change your name?
Would that be better? Yeah, I just wanted to keep that, because it has the reviews on it.
Okay.
And then just tweak the name. And that would have been the best situation for me. This morning, it's been a whole month now that I've been going back and forth with customer service at Google. And I'm they're never actually going to help me. And it's going to be 6 months before. And I can't wait 6 months for something so... should be so simple. So
exactly.
I'm like, yeah, If we can get the SJ team back, awesome, great. I have all the Secretary of State paperwork and everything proving I'm the 100% business owner.
Okay.
But I'm not going to hold my breath for that one. And if the Triangle Restoration one that I just created this morning is up and active in 4 to 5 days, and it's going to be less of a headache, I'd just rather take that one and run.
This is my personal opinion. I hope you don't mind. Okay, it's not coming from Local Splash. But my personal opinion is this. Yeah, I think we should give it a real good go here. I could set that meeting up as early as tomorrow if you have an hour window to speak with them. Even go over the website, analytics, everything from there. But try to get the FJ Restoration back up and then just change the name. I think that's your best bet because you'll have your reviews. You worked so darn hard for them. Why just let it go? I get it. I mean, you don't want to deal with the headache. But if it becomes a headache, whereas I really don't think it will, especially if you're the main owner and have all the credentials and everything, which I'm seeing you do, then we should get that going. If any reason where you're like, listen, John, it's becoming too much of a headache here, let's go ahead and just scrap that one, take it down, and let's go ahead and utilize the other one that I made, perfectly fine. We can do that too.
Okay.
All right. So, Fernando, how do you spell your last name, sir?
So, Viana, V-I-A-N-A.
Okay, perfect. And then I want to make sure you have everything on paper too, okay? Even after payment, I stay on the phone with you, so this is my promise to you. That way you see your invoice through text and email. You can see everything that we promised. What's the best email I could send that invoice to?
I would like it to go to info at triangle-restoration.com.
Perfect. Okay. And I spelled triangle wrong. Ain't that something funny? Okay. There we go. All right. And then the phone number we're talking on right now, ending with the 5294, is that the best phone number for our team to reach out to you on?
Yes. That's the best number for your team to reach out. The number you probably see on the profile right now, ending in 1605, that's my office manager's phone, and that rings to the office.
Do you want me to take that phone number out, though? Because I don't know if that was in relation to the other owner or whatnot. Or is that still a good
number? It was a business phone. It wasn't his personal phone. So,
okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm just looking out for you, man.
I just assigned it to a new employee with new credentials.
Okay. I was like, wait.
So, yeah, that's a secondary number. If I can't be reached, a lot of the web development, all of that stuff is going to be handled by my office manager, but I'd prefer to get these phone calls first because she's only been working for me for 2 weeks.
Definitely. Okay.
Yeah, the whole onboarding process, we still got a few months to go before she's completely plugged in with everything.
Okay.
She
sounds
can take
like a
phone
plan.
Calls right now, set appointments.
Okay, we'll keep it that way. All right, and Fernando, so the business name, I have it as capital F, capital J, Restoration. Is there anything else I'm missing with that?
Yes, and that's the LLC, how it's registered.
Okay. Now, this next part, Google is going to ask us all this stuff, so I definitely have to keep it out there. Very first thing is that Google requires a physical address to be verified. It does not require a physical address to be showcased to the public, so that part is optional.
Yes.
So first thing is, what's the physical address for the FJ Restoration?
9300 East Mineral Ave.
All right. Yep, that is Centennial.
435. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you, sir. And since this is an apartment, I want to make sure to ask this. I'm pretty sure that you want to keep that address hidden from the public, correct?
Yes, let's keep the address hidden. And yes, this is, I only offer home services. I don't have a brick and mortar location for people to come by.
Okay.
And it's Centennial, Colorado, 80112.
Perfect. Got it. Okay. And then now for the website, and analytics and then our team, I'm going to make sure they're on board. I'm going to send everything that we got here today to them. And then that way, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They know exactly what's going on and how to help you from there. Might even have keywords already put in place to, you know, give you a better results quicker. So very first thing is, before I lose the time frame here, tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
I do. Crap, we're actually running over my time. I've got a phone call coming in the next 30 seconds. Tomorrow, between 11 and 1, preferred 11.
Preferred 11. Okay, so let me go ahead and put this in right now. I'm going to send you an email. It's a Google invite, okay? That way you have another form of contact for me. I'm sending the same email over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting, okay? So give me one second here. And boom. It's going to be coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know more. Oh, actually. There, boom. There we go. Let me go ahead and send that now. Let me know once you got it. I just sent it. And I'll put a reminder for them now. There we go. And then there.
Go. John SEO.
Yes. Yep, there you go. There we go. You got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the next parts, this is all for the Google listing in general. Don't ever think that you're married to this stuff, okay? You can always modify it anytime, but our team is there to do that for you too, okay? The whole thing, again, is to take this load off your shoulders. So, very first thing is, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google for that? Like Monday through Friday?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
There you go. I kind of figured you had the emergency stuff there. Now, I'm putting an extra note, keep address hidden. And far as the website domain, do you want to use the triangle one or do you want to use the fjrestoration.com?
They will both route to Triangle Restoration. The only thing with the Triangle Restoration, you can't put www in front of it. It has to be just http://.
Okay.
Yeah.
It connects to it.
.com. Yeah. You leave the www out of it and then it'll route correctly.
Okay. Got it. So even if I typed it or clicked on the other one, it'll take me to Triangle Restoration website, correct?
Exactly. If you go to fjrestoration.com, it'll reroute you to Triangle Restoration. I own both domains.
Okay. Got it. All right. So let me make sure I put this here. Boom. But we're going to be making you a brand new one with this website, correct?
I've already got a working website or a semi-working website. If you guys could just take the one and just polish it up, that would probably be the easiest and most straightforward. If your team looks at it and they're like, yeah, no, we don't like this template and we don't like how it meshes with WordPress, and they can
right.
say, give us 7 to 14 days and we're going to make it look amazing
okay.
for you. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Take it and run. If there's little, tiny, small additional charges, like an additional $50, an additional $100 for a new template, all of that stuff, cool. It's not the, hey, Fernando, we need $4,000 for a new domain. That's
oh, geez.
Not going to
yeah.
happen.
No. Yeah. Again, you'll see that we normally do charge extra for websites. We're actually including this one for you. You got us at a really good promotion of time. Okay. Now, the next part is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, anything like that, credit card?
I tend to use my preferred method is pay for check. I do offer
okay.
ACH payments for most people. Anything
okay.
that's under $5,000 or, no, to be perfectly honest, they can pay for a $100,000 job on a credit card if they want, but I'm
right.
charging the full, like, 3.3% credit card fee. I'm not giving them a break on that one. So
right.
it's always preferred because yeah. we're dealing with thousands, more like tens of thousands with my industry. People
yeah.
don't want to put that on a credit card.
I was going to say, I'm not even going to put that because I feel like that can attract the wrong people that you don't want to spend your time with either. So I'll
yeah,
put that
there
out.
You go.
Okay.
If they want to pay like $200 for an inspection? Okay, I'll let you put that on a credit card. You're not paying me $20,000 on a credit card.
Yeah, I hear you. I would not suggest that. Anyway, whatever floats the boat. And, of course, your business is licensed and insured, correct? I have to ask.
I'm sorry?
It's policy. I have to ask, even though I know the answer. But your business is licensed and insured, correct?
It's 100% insured with all liability insurance from my industry. Restoration services here in the state of Colorado requires no licensing. There's no licensing for mold, water damage. I don't do asbestos, and I don't do lead, so I don't require any licenses by the state. But I am certified and trained in mold remediation and all of that stuff that I could prove.
Okay, awesome. And then the next part, as far as your bread and butter, okay, how would you word this far as if I was a new customer, right, your type of customer, looking for your services, what would be like the three main things you would think they would put or that you want them to find you for?
Water damage, mold damage, insurance.
Okay. Insurance. Boom. Okay. I'm going to put just in case in a parenthesis for our
guys now. Would probably be better.
Insurance claims. Yeah, there you go. That's what I was just going to put, just in case. Next thing is, let's make sure I put this here. Boom. Okay, that looks good. I'm going to put some notes. I'm going to be typing away. So if you hear me a little silent, just know I'm working on this to make sure our team knows exactly what it comes down to as far as your Google Business Profile and what to do from here, okay? Just give me 1 second. Okay, boom. I think I got that there. I want to make sure they see the other. Now, the other one is for the Google Business Profile one. It would have been triangle restoration, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because I just signed up for it this morning. It's not like publicly visible yet. They need like their 5-day review process before they activate it.
And you'd be lucky if it goes through on just five days. I'm sorry, I have to say that. I've never heard it go through.
I'm saying that after the last month I've been dealing with them.
Yeah, all right, you know I'm not lying to you. All right, so Fernando, the next part, before we accept any payment, we do what we call as a voice verification to protect you and your pricing. I'm not accepting a no for an answer because that's literally to help you, okay? That way your price will never move for the life of you being with us too. Now, before I even do that, I want to make sure you have our direct phone number here. It's voice activated and everything. Let me know when you're ready. That way I can give you that number now.
Yep, ready.
All right, 877-635-6225.
6225.
Got it. You can save it as local.
Remind me the name of your company again.
Yep, local, LOCAL, splash. Like a splash of water. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and record this part here. I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are. So try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have some questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask, okay? That's my job. All right? So here we go.
Before 50%, we're looking at $449. Is this just a one-month promotional offer, and then we go over to $1,000 a month?
Oh, God, no. No, sir.
Okay.
Actually, I'll even put that in the recording, too. It's $449 month-to-month for the life of you being with us. Unless you yourself want to add more to your budget, if it's doing very well, things like that, perfectly fine. But, no, we will never change that. Okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
FJ Restoration LLC.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Fernando Viana, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Actually, I'm going to hit pause on that part right there. I want to make sure you're very well protected, Fernando. So after this recording part, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on out, we will only call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way, we know we're talking to you. You know you're talking to us. All right?
Sure.
All right, we'll continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I didn't exactly understand that one, but...
No, don't say yes then. Pretty much what that means is we can't read your mind, okay? If you have a new promotion or something that you need to be taken care of, let us know. We don't need to be babysitted, but we're not going to do something without your permission. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on July 22nd in a non-refundable amount of only $449. This will be a recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 22nd of each month in the same amount of $449. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand.
Beautiful. As promised, Fernando, I just want to make sure you're protected on all of that, you know? Now, I joke around about this next part a lot, but I've actually seen a customer get locked out of his own account because he totally forgot his own answer, so please don't forget yours. We have 3 generic questions. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And now, again, we will never give this answer out, and it will never change. So what would that answer be?
Limpert. L-I-M-P-E-R-T.
Okay, perfect. I'm putting this in.
It's Limpert. I'm not positive on the spelling. My mom's not going to be happy on that.
You're okay. I'm saving it in, man. I'll put it there. All right, so that's never changing. Now, we're on the last part here. Fernando, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial as well?
No, just first and last name. It does have my company name underneath my name.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 9300?
Correct.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? A Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa
it is. Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 4053-0134-0060-8023.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
0627.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
674.
Okay. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. Like, we really got a really nice promotional rate. I personally like to refresh the account like 3 different times so our systems stay the same. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming an invoice or receipt will be sent to my info at trianglerestoration.com.
I will not break my promises, and I don't forget them either. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment for $449. Stay on the phone with me so that way I know you got your receipt there, okay?
Okay.
Now, you're going to receive a text and an email, okay? Whichever comes first, let me know. I want to make sure you see the breakdown of everything there, okay?
Local Splash. Welcome to Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. It's a Local Splash initial invoice, though. It just went through on my side right now. Let me know whatever you see first.
I saw the text message and the email both come through.
Okay, beautiful. And it should say in one of the texts, the initial invoice, it will say, thank you, blah, blah, blah. To see your subscription terms, click here. Something like that.
Login. I have, my username, password,
logging into my account at localsplash.com. Email questions. Access dashboard.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. Before we even get to the dashboard, I want to make sure you see your invoice, though. And then once you see that everything's good and everything promised, then I'll direct you from that next point there.
This is the text message and the email look like, okay, there's the invoice one. Okay, yeah, now that's an invoice. Yes, perfect. I see it all. Yeah, detailed Google advertising, local bundle. Okay, right. Total $449. Good.
Okay. Now there should be a spot as well too. First off, I'm glad. I just want to. And now you know I don't break my promises, man. But there should be one email that says, and it'll literally be the title like Local Splash Initial Invoice. And then when you open it up, it'll have a spot where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Let's see. Two emails, one's the invoice. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Yeah.
Perfect. There
phone number's good, keywords, domain limitations, the company directs only one domain to the company's server, its convenience, installation fees, Facebook.
Yep. Breaking things down, those are short descriptions of other packages you can always add on if you'd like. Please don't do that without talking to me because it would kill me to hear that you paid the normal rate. I could still apply the same promotional rate to the other packages, saving you hundreds of dollars, okay? And like I promised.
So I already have a Facebook and Instagram page started that my office manager already started. Could it be that complicated for your team to tie in all those social media links?
No, not at all. That's what the meeting is for tomorrow. I think the main thing for tomorrow is to show you how to maneuver through your tracking system so you can see every version come to play for yourself, website, and most importantly, your Google Business Profile, see which one we can actually make active again or if we do need to move forward with the other one. And don't forget also, I already notated everything here for you with the promotion. As you can see, normally we do charge extra for websites, not in your case for the life of you being with us. Okay?
Definitely something that is selling me on this right now. All the SEO does absolutely nothing if none of my other programs, business profiles, website is actually doing its job already.
Yeah, no, it's pointless, if anything. So I'm glad that we're talking with you today. Timing is everything, right? You got to work with the right people that knows exactly what to do and to help you. But more importantly, keep communication strong so that way we have a long-lasting business relationship too, you know? So that's all there. Fernando, take your time. Ask me questions if you need it, if you need any answers there. Once you see everything that as promised is in there, yep.
I approve the terms of payment, and I'm assuming that's to do the recurring payment information after I hit accept it. It forced me to go to the dashboard automatically.
There you go. Yep.
So I just put in all the information. I see FJ Restoration, all of my credentials there. As far as business info, I don't see the apartment listed on the address, which may be an issue if any actual mail needs to be sent to me for any reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, very first thing is, sir, we didn't work on it yet. I just want to make sure you see that, hey, it's up there, it's there, it's ready tomorrow.
I have a profile on your guys' dashboard. All of my information is there. My sign-in works. All of that works. I'm saving this dashboard into my favorite app right now.
Nice.
Cool. Right. So local lead listings, Google ad clicks, reviews. Question. Because Google offers this service. Would you mind holding for 30 seconds, please?
Yeah, of course.
I got another call coming in.
Sure.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, no, you're good. All right, so you had a question for me, right?
Oh, Google Ads. Google already does Google Ads through mm-hmm. the business profile. They try and get you to sign up for it and spend mm-hmm. $1,500. How does it conflict with your guys' version of ads, or how does that all work? Am I going to have to pay you guys the monthly? And then, okay, depending on how many extra hundreds or thousands of dollars you pump into our company, we're going to pay Google Ads for that.
No, please don't pay anything further than $449, and that's it. Yeah, Google Ads is included in this package for as a bundled service. And the stats behind it are ridiculous. And coming from, the chief of economists for Google, every dollar that you spend on ads with this bundle service that you have here today, you're expecting to get $11 in revenue back. That's the type of money we're talking here. So, and results. Yes, sir. That's coming from, not from me or our company, that's coming from Google's chief economist. Okay. But do not pay additional Google ads anywhere. Or if anyone even says, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, hey, pay me more. No, you do not do that. Okay. You have our direct phone number. If you yourself want to throw more towards your ads because it's doing so well, you're more than welcome to. But at this point, you do not need that. No.
Understood.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I just want to look out for you, man. I don't want you to fall for any traps out there.
No, and that's I'm trying to do my due diligence and you guys are going to be handling all of this. So when Google or any other Yelp, Facebook, TikTok asks me for more money, I'm like, yeah, no. I'll just let the experts handle it, and if more money is needed in a specific social media platform, they will tell me how much additional would need for what I'm looking for.
Right. There you go. You got it, sir. All right, I'm glad you're well prepared and everything here, and I'm really happy that we're talking with you here today to help you with this Google Business Profile. Hey, best case scenario, we get the other one back up and running, and we just change that name and you keep your reviews. So either way, you're in a win-win situation here, partner. All right?
Perfect. Now, when would all of that take place of me actually emailing one of your specialists a management link for both of the Google profiles, and then that way they could see what can be done and when would that happen? That would be on Monday with the website team?
No, that's tomorrow with our guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
I don't want them to skip a beat on that one. You're okay. Yeah, so tomorrow's a very important phone call. If for any reason you got to reschedule a little later time, do it. Let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate.
Yeah.
All right?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Fernando. All right. Well, hey, other than that, thank you for your time. Welcome to the family and congratulations. All right, Fernando, we're going to do really well with you, man. I really feel that. So.
Thank you. I appreciate the call today, man. And, I'm looking forward to our partnership moving forward.
Yes, sir. Likewise. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? You take care.
Talk to you tomorrow, man. Have a good one, Joe.
You too. Bye.